We're doing the book of Daniel. We're up to what's called the sixth chapter. And what we've learned so far, the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. Before the temple was destroyed, Nebuchadnezzar exiled Yechoniah together with the leaders of the Jewish people. And then he asked for Jewish children to be brought before him and educated so they may serve as his advisors, children from the aristocracy, from the tribe of Yehuda, from Judea. After educating them, he found Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to be the best. Then he had a dream, and he couldn't remember it. He asked his wise men, "Tell me what I dreamt and what it means." And they said, "No one could do that." And so he ordered to have all his wise men killed. And then Daniel said, "Hey, stop, give me a day." And then he went to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and asked them to pray on his behalf. And then that night, Hashem revealed to him Nebuchadnezzar's dream and the interpretation. And then he went and told Nebuchadnezzar, "You dreamt about an idol whose head was of gold, its chest was silver, its thighs were of copper, and then the feet were a mixture of metal and earthenware. And then a rock landed on its feet, and the whole idol collapsed. And it collapsed to the size of film, a little film, chaff of the grain. And a wind blew it off, and the rock became a huge mountain. And this represents the four kingdoms, you being the head of gold. And then after you, three more kingdoms will be powerful on planet Earth until finally the Mashiach will come and take them all away." And then Nebuchadnezzar marvels that Daniel was able to tell him his forgotten dream. And he appoints him as a great advisor in his kingdom. He right away wants to cause the Jewish people to sin, so he sets up this huge idol in the valley of Dura and commands everyone to bow. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refuse. They are thrown into the burning furnace and they walk out alive. And so Nebuchadnezzar is in awe. Look at the miracles Hashem does for those who believe in him. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and again Daniel interprets it. His dream is there's this massive tree which everyone benefits from, all the animals, all the birds, everyone can enjoy from this tree. And then an angel comes down and says, "Cut down the tree, cut down the tree, but wrap its roots, encase the roots so that it'll be here for seven periods. And everyone will have to fly out from the tree, the birds, the animals, everyone will flee from the tree. But leave the roots intact." And that's, Daniel explains to him that he will lose his sanity for seven periods of time. He will run around like a wild animal, but in time he will come to a recognition that Hashem runs the world, and then he will regain his sanity, and the roots remaining represents his return to his kingdom, which exactly happens. And then Nebuchadnezzar writes this letter telling all the nations how great Hashem is, what a miracle he did. He told them in advance what would happen and then actually fulfilled what he foretold him. Nebuchadnezzar passes away and his son Evil Merodach takes the throne. We don't know anything about that, the 23 years of Evil Merodach. And then Belshazzar takes the throne and he calculates the 70 years the prophet Jeremiah spoke about and comes to the conclusion that the 70 years are up. Those of you who paid attention, I put up on the bulletin board at the end of last week the calculation of the years. So Belshazzar thinks the 70 years are up, and he's so thankful that the Jewish people will never be redeemed. He wins a battle against the Persian Mede Empire, and he's sure that he's on to a lifelong success. And so he throws a party that night, and being that he's calculated and he's convinced that the Jews will never again be redeemed by Hashem, he takes out the vessels of the temple, he wears the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, he has everyone drink from the vessels of the temple, including his pet dog, and then a hand appears and writes on the wall, "Mene, mene, tekelu parsin," that you've been counted, God's weighed you up and found you lacking, you're about to be destroyed by the Persian Empire. And that in fact happens that night. Belshazzar is killed that night, and the Persian Mede Empire enter and take over the Babylonian Empire. And that's what we're up to with our first king, Daryavish the Mede. Daryavish Mada'a.